This week, the Anchorage Assembly approved two major union contracts. Over the next 5 years, the combined increased cost to the city above the current agreements could be nearly $60 million. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
The two agreements are with the city police and firefighters unions. They each call for first-year raises of 3%, followed by 4 years of raises ranging from 2.9% to 4.5%, based each year on a 5-year inflation average. Those assembly members voting in favor hope that the increased salaries would lure more applicants to the two departments, as well as stem a southward emigration of current personnel to higher outside salaries. The municipality's labor relations director, Lisa Arnold, offered a portion of her study of the city's current fire department wage scale compared to other cities.
A San Jose officer is making $32.56 an hour at the top pay step, and a firefighter here in Anchorage at the fire department is $22.34. City of SeaTac, again, our wage is $22.34, and their wage for a 5-year officer, that's not even the top step, but for a 5-year officer is $26.61.
The police union contract included optional performance increases available for officers who had reached the top salary step. Firefighters received an extra raise beyond the annual percentages only after they have passed required tests and have successfully competed against others for a job carrying greater responsibilities. One of the major concerns of those opposing the contracts was voiced by Judy Norton, who spoke during the public hearing on the police contract.
Number one is the length of the contract in a time of economic downturn when there are people losing their jobs and people that are most certainly frozen in their pay salaries. We're giving what I consider pretty good pay salary raises on an ongoing basis and for 5 years.
Assembly members, both for and against the contracts, asked union representatives what recourse the city would have if municipal revenues plunged so much that Anchorage desperately needed to cut its budget. Tom Westcott, a fire station captain who presented the union's case for the contract, tried to reassure the assembly that in such a situation, adjustments were possible.
The IAFF has always and will always sit down with management in tough times and work with them. We have a proven track record. You don't need to take my word. In 2004, we sat down. There was no wage opener. We just sat down and gave back a raise.
The belief that with such union statements, the 5-year contracts offered more stability to both sides than 2 or 3-year agreements helped to produce the needed majority. Of the 11-member assembly, 6 approved the police contract and 7 backed the firefighter agreement. A similar 6-vote approval pattern occurred earlier this month, when the Anchorage Assembly accepted 2 other union contracts with city workers. The agreements with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers and the Anchorage Municipal Employees Association are also for 5 years. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.